Hey everybody, welcome to the Stewie's Thoughts podcast. This is a pilot episode. It's the very first ever Stewie's Thoughts podcast, and I'm really excited about this, guys. In this episode, I am going to give you a quick insight about what this podcast is all about, and I'm also going to give you an insight about myself too. So, without further ado, let's get stuck into it, guys. Here is the intro. Okay, so here we go, guys. So welcome to the Stewie's Thoughts podcast. I think the best way to do this is just to introduce myself first. So my name is Neil Stewart. I'm originally from Belfast in Northern Ireland. However, I live in Wales now. Long story, I'll go into that later. I am a professional caricature artist. I've been doing that now for about 4 years. And I do comedy alongside that as well. I'm also doing a physics degree and I love running. So I'm a keen runner. I'm in a running club. And yeah, I love playing chess. Bit of a nerd in a way, but I'm a stupid nerd basically because sounds cool. Oh my God, he does physics now. I'm winging it, to be honest. Maybe I'm putting myself down a little bit. Maybe I'm smarter than I think. Who knows? Fuck knows. But anyway, that's me. So let's go on to what this podcast is actually all about. So here we go, guys. So the idea of this podcast is just for me to come on here and let off some steam, if I'm honest, but come on here and share my thoughts about certain things that's happening, like topics or, you know, in fact, I've got a list here. Let me just pick this list up. So I've made a list of topics that I'm going to be talking about over the next sort of few months, and some of them are crackers, you know. Let me see, we got some here, P. Diddy, so that's an obvious one. Money, I'm going to be my thoughts on money, how to make money, that kind of thing. Cost of living, education, they're going to be shit. Might delete them off the fucking list. United Ireland. Ooh. Smoking, vapes. What else? Physics. That's probably about 1,000 fucking... Hang on a second. What? I wrote gay on this list. Robots, AI, gay, iPhone, jail. So I plan to do, like, each topic is going to be about, say, 20 minutes long. How can I talk about gay for 20 minutes? I was pissed when I wrote this list, and I think I'm not going to do that anymore. I think I'm going to be sober when I write these lists, because what else we got here? Holidays? What? Flowers. I'm supposed to talk about flowers for the next 20 fucking minutes. Delete that. Jimmy Savile, there we go. Live forever. Oh, that'll be a good one. But that's basically it. So any ideas of topics that I'm going to come up with, I'm going to put them on the list on my phone. And then I'm going to pick a few of them, come on here and talk about them. And then also, whenever this podcast sort of starts getting momentum, starts getting listeners, then there's going to be a way for you to actually give me topics if you want. Like if there's something going on in your life and you want my thoughts on it, you know, if your missus is cheating on you and you find out before she knows and what you know, what am I going to do? I want to get Stewie's thoughts on this and then I'll give you my thoughts on here. Obviously, we're not going to use names and stuff and all, but that's basically the gist of the podcast. So, I mean, I've been listening to podcasts for about 10 sort of maybe even 15 years. I've been listening to podcasts for a very long time and I've always said to myself, I want to do my own podcast. The first time I attempted it, I bought the wrong equipment. This is a dynamic mic I'm using now, but I bought the other one, which has got like a membrane in it or some shit like that. And it was too sensitive. So I spent a couple hundred pounds on that whole equipment, sent it back. And I was like, no, fuck this. And then I was like, no. It was a couple of months later. I was like, no, you need to do a podcast. So then again, I bought a lot of equipment, set up a studio. Turns out the studio was too loud. And then I was like, no, fuck this. I've had enough. I'm not even going to do it anymore. Fast forward about another year. And I'm like, you need to do a podcast. So in order to shut that fucking brain, that voice in my brain up, I decided to, do you know what? Let's do it. So here we are. And I'm going to just keep going. I'm not doing it for money. So if anybody wants to listen to this, and if it's something that you regularly listen to, then that's great for me. Happy days. And I'm actually going to stick, for now, I'm going to stick with just doing audio. And, you know, I've been listening to podcasts for about 10, 15 years. And back then, it was just audio. You know, when did I ever watch a podcast? Never. When did I listen to them? Every day. And I listen to them when I'm driving. I listen to them when I'm at the gym, stuff like that. So, like, to have my own podcast is just, you know, amazing. And I'm not doing it for money, so it's literally just going to be for fun. I'm going to come on here and I'm just going to let off some steam. Because some of the stuff I've got written down there, like driving, for example, I fucking hate driving. I have my HDV and I did HDV driving for about 9 years and I fucking hate it. I would do anything. I would rather be broke than to be an HDV driver. And that's my thoughts. Do you know what I mean? This is the kind of thing. And then any HDV driver, they're like, he's got a fucking point there. But the whole idea of this is to be fun. I want you to laugh. I want you to be excited. Oh, there's a new Stewie's Thoughts podcast. This is going to be hilarious. That's what I want. And I believe that I can achieve that. It's going to be a weekly podcast as well. So at the minute, I may do one or two a week. I think two a week may be good. Because, you know, an hour. If your job is like a half an hour away, then, you know, one day. Yeah, I suppose you could listen to it one day. Maybe I'll do more. I don't know. But, you know, this is all new to me. Nobody's telling me anything. I've been contacting other people who's doing podcasts and nobody's coming back to me. So I'm just going to do what I do with, especially what I did with the caricatures, which is just work it out. Now, if you want to, guys, check out my caricatures, check out utunes.co.uk or just type in utunes on Google, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that kind of stuff. And what I'm actually going to do is I've already got a massive following when it comes to my caricatures, so I'm actually going to sort of bring them over to the podcast. So hopefully, you know, within a couple of months or whatever, this should build up into a really good podcast and a real good comedy one as well. I am working on things, so I keep repeating stuff like that, and then right. I keep saying right all the time. So I'm going to work on these things. So if this is actually starting to annoy you, don't worry, it'll fizzle out in the future. And slow down when I'm talking, which is another thing. Slow down, relax, calm. And yeah, eventually I will work this out. I usually get good at what things that I do. So, you know, a couple of months down the line and we'll see where this is going. And I think I'm going to give you a little insight and a little, what's the word I'm looking for? Demonstration. That's the word I was looking for. Okay. I think there's nothing more to say about it, guys. That is the show. And, you know, I've introduced myself. I've explained what the show's all about. And there's nothing else left to do other than do the actual show itself. So today, because it's a pilot episode, I'm just going to briefly talk about one topic. And I'm literally going to talk about it for about 5-10 minutes. And then in the future, I will be doing the same topic, but I'll go more in depth with it, if you like. And the topic today, I'm going to give you my thoughts about the future. Woo. So we're going to play the intro and literally going to start from there. And this is a little snippet of what you could expect from this podcast. So here we go, guys. Here's the intro. Okay, I've talked enough crap here, so let's get stuck into it, shall we? The future. Ooh. I've written two things down here, body and money. I'm going to give you my thoughts about what's going to happen to our bodies in the future, and also money. Now, money's a bit more of a depressing one, so I think I might start with that. Give you the bad news first, and then the good news after. We all know where money's going, don't we? It's going to be cashless. Is that a good thing? No. Why? Because there's going to be a lot more control over your money. You know, cash in hand jobs, how's it going to know what you make and all that kind of stuff? But when it comes to digital currency or, you know, online bank transfers, you can track everything. And whenever cash is finally fizzled out, everything is going to be controlled. And That's not good, guys. That is not good. I've heard a theory that the government are going to use health to control your money. To give you an example, imagine going to a fast food restaurant on a Monday, ordering, you know, greasy burger and chips. And then imagine going on a Tuesday, getting more greasy burgers and chips. And then imagine on a Wednesday, you go to buy some greasy burgers and chips out of a fast food restaurant. And all of a sudden, your card doesn't work. Why does it not work? Because the government thinks that it's unhealthy that you have three dirty burgers in three consecutive days. So all of a sudden now your card doesn't work. And I mean, the only thing that you can buy is healthy foods. You know? You see where I'm coming with this? What else is there? Alcohol. So let's say you're an alcoholic. And then say Monday you go and buy a bottle of whiskey. Tuesday you go and buy a bottle of whiskey. Wednesday you go to buy a bottle of whiskey and all of a sudden your card doesn't work because it's deemed unhealthy. I mean, you can go and buy a bottle of fucking water or something, but when it comes to actually buying alcohol or something like that, nope, card doesn't work. And I think AI is going to, you know, be a part of that. If banks start using AI, that's when you need to worry. That's my opinion. So that's what I think about money. And, you know, it's all going to be controlled. But I'm going to go into more depth about that in some other episode. But for now, that's what I think about money. And let's talk about your body. So I think, I mean, I've heard a theory that anybody who was born from 2010 onwards are going to live forever because of the way the technology is going. What's that thing people have in their arms? Diabetic people, I think. It's got like this little thing that goes on your arm. Well, now it can actually, you know, it tracks your sugar level. I don't know, whatever it does. It tracks something. And then it actually injects insulin, I believe, into your body whenever your body needs it. That is actually what your pancreas does. And this little thing that's on your arm works better than your pancreas. And there is a theory that in future, you know, artificial limbs, even if your heart, say, is fine, you can actually replace it with an artificial one. You can replace your lungs. Let's say you replace pretty much all your organs, because in the future there is going to be artificial everything. And let's say you replace all that kind of things. And then in the future, every year you'll have like an MOT for your body. So you'll go to like some sort of a, not a hospital, but like a human MOT center, if you like. And then, you know, you get sedated or something like that. And then the surgeon or whatever it is starts taking sort of your body parts out and going, oh, you know, his lung, artificial lungs starting to crack. We'll replace it with a new one. And if you have all your artificial lungs and you're, you know, can you get an artificial stomach? Maybe, I don't know. I should look more into this, to be honest. But, you know, if all your organs are artificial and they work better than your original ones, then, you know, how are you going to die of a heart attack? In fact, what you probably could do is have like a heart, artificial heart, and then a backup heart next to it, like a smaller one. So whenever your actual heart, artificial heart stops working, you know, the little one will keep you going. And then you just go to your MOT center or whatever it is, and then get that heart replaced. Do you know what I'm saying? Now, if that is a possibility in the future, if that does happen, then our life expectancy is definitely going to increase. That's what I think. So it's your brain, that's going to be probably last when it comes to artificial stuff. Or is it? See, even I'm getting, but you just get what I mean. So I believe in the future, our bodies is going to be more robotic than actual human bodies. But that means we're going to live for a little bit longer and that kind of stuff. But yeah, again, that's just my quick little thoughts. But this gives you an idea of the shit I'm going to be talking about. And I'm going to add some jokes and stuff into it as well. But, you know, there's a little demonstration of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about to get you thinking. You know, what if he's right? Fucking, I'm a half fucking cyborg. I mean, my arms work fine. They're perfect. But if I had the opportunity to get them removed and have, you know, mechanical arms, I'd probably do it, if I'm honest. But yeah, so I'm going to go into more depth about that in the future. This was literally a 15-minute podcast, and that is pretty much it. So, guys, hope you like it. Hope you're excited about the future with this podcast, like I am, and hopefully you are regular listeners. And I, you know, this is the first one I've ever done. It's not perfect, but you know, keep at it, and that's what I'm going to do. So there you go, guys. So there is the podcast, the pilot podcast, the first ever podcast of Stewie's Thoughts. And I will do another one in the next couple of days, and I will upload it. And it's not going to be like the one I'm doing today. It's going to be straight up full episodes with none of this talking shit that I've been doing in this one. But this is my first podcast, guys. I'm just trying to figure everything out. And once it's sort of, once I sort of get settled in, then I can just focus on the comedy aspect of it. I mean, this was just me explaining what this podcast is. Take that away now. So the next one is going to be a full 1 hour episode, and I'm going to be, you know, writing stuff down, and it's just going to be hilarious. So please, 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 even if you didn't like this one, please tune into the next one. Give me a second chance, and then hopefully then I'll have you all hooked in, and I will be consistent every week. I will be dropping these podcasts, and see what happens. But thank you guys for listening, and please, please, please tune into the next one. Peace. Peace out.